A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. I tell you most solemnly, you will weep and wail while the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. A woman in childbirth suffers because her time has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she forgets the suffering in her joy that a child has been born into the world. So it is with you. You are sad now, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will be full of joy, and that joy no one shall take from you. The Gospel of our God. During this week of Easter time, we have been listening to the Gospel of John, revealing to us something of the exquisite beauty of the life of the Trinity. The language appears at times to be rather mysterious, with Jesus being present and then absent. He says, in a short time you will see me no longer, and then a short time later you will see me again. And at times Jesus speaks plainly, and then not so plainly, because as he says to us, it would be too much for us to understand. So the revelation comes little by little. However, there is the promise that with the coming of the Spirit, we shall be led into all truth, and all will be revealed. What a relief. And now today's Gospel reminds us we will be weeping and wailing, yet our sorrow will be turned to joy. Yes, Jesus promises that just as when a woman gives birth, she forgets the pain and sorrow of what preceded the event, and we too will journey through pain and sorrow into joy. Not a quick fix joy, but rather the journey that comes. The journey through sorrow into joy. As I prayed with today's Gospel, I was captivated by Jesus using the image of a woman in childbirth to portray this message of sorrow being turned into joy. Those of you who have had the privilege of bringing children to birth must feel very honored and know exactly what Jesus is talking about. Others of us who have not given physical birth have surely experienced the pain and the waiting of bringing something new, something creative to birth. Reflecting on today's reading, two experiences return to my heart and mind. One of my strongest memories of childhood was when I was about 14 and my mother was pregnant with her seventh child. Well do I recall the doctor coming to our home to tell my parents that my mother would have to allow the baby to be aborted. There was no question, mother or baby. And there was no question for my mother, who loved the baby she was carrying in her womb and was ready to lay down her life for the sake of this child, knowing there would be weeks, months of pain ahead and much suffering. My father was not quite of the same mind, as he did not want to lose his wife, who was also mother to his six children. However, even though the birth pangs were traumatic, my mother lived to see her youngest born reach the age of 43. No wonder Jesus tells us that our sorrow will be turned into joy. This is all part of the journey. We all know from the experiences of life that bringing anything new to birth is a struggle. But often the temptation is to abort the journey because we can't even see or begin to imagine that our suffering will eventually turn into joy. The other experience which comes to my mind is when I was invited to be present with a young woman for the birth of their fifth child. This was to be a home birth, and my friend had asked me to be present so that I could keep reminding her to stay focused and to keep breathing, especially during the pain of giving birth. She knew this pain, yet she also knew that if she could but remain in the moment and pay attention to her breathing, this pain would pass. Indeed, when her time came, the breathing, like the breath of the Spirit, kept her present to the moment, and quite quickly her pain was turned to joy, and she, in the words of the Gospel, forgot her suffering. The Spirit, who is the breath of God and Jesus, invites us to focus on the present moment of our journey and not to abort what is coming to birth because of pain and sorrow. Yes, we do weep and wail, and we are sorrowful. However, that is not the whole story. In God, our sorrow is turned into joy, and like the woman in childbirth, we soon forget the suffering because a child, a new creation, has been born into our world. So let us this day reflect on our journey, the journey through pain and suffering into joy, the joy of life. And let us give thanks to our God for this journey.